But here's my point. These 10 lepers, they get leprosy and they desire mercy. And of course they would desire mercy. They cannot live around other people. They are without the camp. Their lives are miserable. But there's a decision from the Maker. And as I said, that decision might be, I'll heal you. That decision might be, I'm not going to heal you. And here's the thing. It's not necessarily determined based on how godly you are. You say, well, if I'm godly, God is automatically going to give me what I want. That is not necessarily the case. In fact, here's how it works sometimes. Those that are ungodly, God gives them what they want and it destroys them. Those that are godly, God does not give them what they want because it's better for them not to get it. And then sometimes, those that are godly, God gives it to them because it is a good thing. And those that are ungodly, God does not give it to them because he doesn't want to bless them. But here's the thing. Sometimes God does not give us things we want. You say, why? Because it's better for us not to get it. In our minds and in our thoughts, we think this is the ultimate answer, but maybe it's not. Maybe this is better for you in the long run, and we just don't really know because we don't see the end of everything. Let me give an example of a very godly person where God says no to him. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. But it's a severe ailment that Paul is dealing with, and he is desiring mercy from God. You would think, this is Paul the apostle, so of course God is going to say yes. You would think, of course he's going to heal you, because you're Paul the apostle. But notice what the Bible says here in verse 8. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And then it says in verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, the power of Christ may rest upon me. And what is God's answer to Paul? No, I'm not going to heal you. But it's not fair. Why? Other people are living wicked lives. Why won't you help me? God says no. And Paul knows the reason because he says he would get arrogant if it weren't for this. But we don't necessarily know why God says yes or no. All we know is this, that God says no to Paul the apostle. So it is not necessarily dependent on how godly you are. There are ungodly people that seem to get everything they want. There are godly people that don't seem to get the things that they want. So this idea, if I only had more money, God bless me with more money. Did you realize money is not necessarily a blessing? Right. Now, of course, we all think that money is going to solve our problems, but in reality, it's not necessarily a blessing. It's not necessarily a good thing. And God might say no. Why? Because he actually cares about you. Because you are his child if you're saved, and God's looking at you saying, I want your life to be blessed. I want you to have a good life. But if I give you this, I know it's not going to turn out right for you. And sometimes in life, we can look back on prayers that were not answered and say, thank you, God. Because if you had given me what I wanted, I would have just destroyed my life.